Witherill director of football Eddie Morris-Jones after today's defeat 3-0 against Airbus and the Hughes Grey Alliance. Although 3-0 scoreline probably doesn't do justice to the performance of the Lily Whites today.
No, I think that it does flatter Airbus to an extent. They were very good. And the reason why they're top of the league and unbeaten, they were solid in all units. But we've performed brilliant, especially from recent weeks. Really, really good. Not the finished article and nowhere near what we expect and what we can achieve, but it's from recent weeks, yeah, that's a much better performance. We asked the lads to go out there and give it their all, and I think they have, and that has been probably something we've questioned in recent performances when the goings get tough, you know, and they felt sorry for themselves. But I thought today, even when the first went in, I think we still played to our strengths, played to our ability, and the lads dug in deep for each other, which is pleasing to see. And if they keep doing that, I know it's disheartening with the result because it wasn't a 3-0 game, but they'll learn from that a lot, and they know if they keep putting in them same that work rate, the luck will come and the performance and the wins will follow.
And a couple of positives for the Lily Whites in terms of individual performance today. Positive to see Ben Nash return from injury and Aaron Hassel in midfield beginning to show some of his composure and had some good touches on the ball today for Rill.
Yeah, it's great to see Nashy back. We've had a lot of injuries in a short space of time in key areas as well, and no one really plans for that so early on. You know, we've got a big squad, but we've also had a big dent with a big hit on injuries. So yeah, it's good to see Nash back on the pitch, and he scraped through well. We're just a little bit careful with him taking him off. You know, towards the end, I thought the performance he had was brilliant. You know, especially not played a competitive game for 2 or 3 weeks. And yeah, again, Aaron Hassel, you know, he's got qualities. You know, once he gets back to his fully fitness, he can be one of the best pitchers on that player on that pitch. He's got great ability. He just needs to get that sharpness and that fitness back, and it's coming. It's improving week in, week out, and he'll be a top performer for Real throughout the season.
And looking ahead now, Tuesday night, welcome Clandidnow in the Nathaniel MG Cup second round. Good opportunity for Real to kind of build on some of the issues from today and then put in a good performance against Clandidnow on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. They're sort of in the same situation as us, a little bit probably feeling sorry for themselves. You know, they've got a really good team, really big squad, and they're probably not getting the luck and the rewards that they want, similar to our sort of situation. So they're going to want to win it. I think they'll come here full strength. So we've got to really go out there, and a little bit like the Carnarvon game, the pressure's on them. We can go out and build from today and believe in ourselves and show a little bit of confidence and be brave. I think we'll give them a game. Yeah.
Cheers, thanks Eddie.
Cheers, thank you.